fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 16th day of December, year of our Lord, 2016, welcome to the John Moore Show. I say year of our Lord for several reasons. First of all, it's true. Second of all, it irritates the atheists and the Muslims. So that's several good reasons, isn't it? Our prepper tip of the day. I first heard this from my drill sergeant. Be 50 years ago next month. Sounds like a long time, don't it? Half a century ago. My drill sergeant told me the same. He said, young trooper, take care of your equipment, and your equipment will take care of you. Let me say that again slowly. Take care of your equipment, and your equipment will take care of you. That's proven to be very true over my life. I don't know about yours, but this applies to everything from boots to automobiles to tools to weapons to kitchen appliances, everything. Take care of your equipment, and your equipment will take care of you. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist. Ann is an engineer. She has a website, that website being twiland.info. She pays very careful attention to the things that concern us. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, John. Well, I don't know about you, but we're at 21 degrees. What's your temperature there?
23.
Yep. Well, apparently it's going to crash today, and we'll be in the teens tonight, and then Sunday morning it's supposed to be, it's going to be in the ones.
Single digits,
that's what you say.
All right. It will be, but the precipitation, no precipitation, which is fine with me. The ranchers are going to need some moisture to help their grass grow in our neighborhood before spring. But our big snow last year was a half inch, and I'm fine with that. So,
well, it's more likely to be ice than snow if it's this cold.
Well, we're getting more of the kind of winters that they've had for decades and centuries in Little Rock and Memphis as opposed to the ones we've had up until pretty recently, aren't we?
Well, sure. Last winter was very warm, but at least this winter they'll kill the nesting insects, or whatever, larvae and eggs and all that. So that'll be a good thing. Okay, well, we got to get on with
let's
biosecurity. Flavivirus, Zika. We have a cautionary area that has been designated by the CDC in Brownsville, Texas. And so far they have 4 or 5 cases that they believe were locally transmitted, that is, transmitted by the Aedes aegypti mosquito, or the other one. They're still studying it, but they have marked it. I don't know if you saw the maps of Florida, but they've marked it like they have a map of Texas, and then they have marked Brownsville all in yellow. And they're saying pregnant women should consider postponing travel to Brownsville, Texas. And I think that would be a good idea. Let's see. Fusarium. Remember when we were talking about Fusarium?
Yes, yes.
Fusarium grows on wheat. It's a mold or a fungus. And it grows on wheat that gets wet in the late growing season. And Western Canada, in fact, even in the middle Canada, that's what happened. And they have, percentage of wheat in Manitoba was 2%, and in 2016, they have 100% of the wheat has been affected. Well, 80% of the affected in Manitoba and in Saskatchewan this year. The chart I have goes from 2003 to 2016. It's called Fusarium head blight, and it's very bad because you can't. It has a chemical. It emits a mycotoxin that kills people. And in fact, Fusarium was used as a start for a biological war chemical in Russia after World War II. And it's called deoxynivalenol, which is abbreviated D-O-N, DON, all caps, and it's a mycotoxin. And they like to use this wheat in flour. You know, they process. Do you want to say something?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, they process it and grind it and make flour out of it. Well, if it's that damaged, the United States says they suggest that flour contain no more than 1 part per million of DON, D-O-N. And some millers and food processors may demand less. So they think that the Canadian Western Amber Durum, which is the name of the wheat, and if you look on your spaghetti box, it'll tell you that what kind of wheat was used to make the spaghetti, and may be unmarketable for milling. So, and also the Canadian Western Red Spring wheat was Canada's top bread making wheat, also has high levels of fusarium. So the farmers probably will get crop insurance, but the problem is they probably won't. Canada probably won't have enough wheat flour to sell. And they normally, that's a big economic hit for them. And so what the millers do, or what the, you know, you take it into a bin, and you try to, you don't sell to the overseas market. Somebody else does that. But if you're a farmer, you take it into the bin, and they'll turn away your load. Or if it's not too bad, they'll downgrade it below food grade. But you still have a problem with, if you feed it to your livestock, you still got a problem. So what they try to do is they try to find good grain, that is grain that has no fusarium in it, and then they mix it. And so you may still be getting some some of the fusarium, and but they're having a hard time finding good wheat to blend with the bad lots. And it's been a real problem this year, and I think that I have a blog that's labeled "Is your bread? Can you eat your bread?" or something like that. And that I had published last year. Okay, so this is a fungus, and they normally don't put fungicides on wheat because it goes into the food system, and we don't want people eating fungicides. So they can do it, but when the rains come late in the season, you can't stop the rain. And so you're going to get the mold, and you can't spray it. And so it's just it was a bad year for Canada and even into the United States, the top tier of states. Okay, I want to talk about poison.
Please.
Two different incidences. I don't know if you heard about this, but Corpus Christi.
I got a note from. I'm aware of it, and they haven't at least heard. They had not identified the chemical contaminant, but yes.
Yes, they have identified it as Indolin AA-86, and that is an asphalt emulsifier. Now, Corpus Christi is on the coast of Texas, right north of Mexico. And it is a heavily industrialized area. There's just Valera has a refinery there. And there, Corpus Christi has had water problems throughout the years. I mean, all you have to do is type in Corpus Christi water, and you get all these incidences where they had to use bottled water, and they used, if it's something that they can boil out, they'll tell people that they'll have a boil order for water, or they'll supply drinking water until they fix it. Well, Valero is the giant, is one of the big petrochemical refineries there in Corpus Christi, and they're blaming the Corpus Christi water problems on third-party operations. Now, third-party operations means that they don't take care of their own water. They pay somebody else to run the water system. They contract it out, just like any big company will have contract workers. They don't have the benefits. They don't have to pay them the benefits that they pay their own workers, and it can be a bad situation. But in any case, what Corpus Christi has done is they're going to sue Valero over the incident, and the insulin AA-86. It won't kill you, but it'll make you mighty sick. I mean, you may die as a result of what it does. And the emergency overview from the MSDS says that it causes eye and skin burns. Of course, so you don't want to bathe in it. They say don't use the water for anything, is what the press release said. Causes severe respiratory tract irritation. Can cause allergic skin reaction, causes damage to the following organs: respiratory tract, skin, eye, lens, or cornea. May cause damage to the following organs: digestive system, gastrointestinal tract. Do not get in eyes or skin or clothing. Avoid breathing vapor or mist. So I got into the water, and you can see why they put out a do not use. Do not use your water. We're supplying it to your house, but it has something in it that's corrosive to the eyes, corrosive to the skin. severely irritating to the respiratory system and may cause burns to the mouth, throat, and stomach. So that's why that's what happened. And I think they've lifted the boil water order right now this morning. So they, whatever they did must have worked. And, you know, I just don't think that families should be living in a petrochemical complex or near a petrochemical complex. There's just so many, you know, you think of gas, and we're pretty familiar with oil, but there are so many other chemicals that are used in the processing of gas and oil that are not, you know, that are not good for humans. And, of course, children are even more likely to be damaged by them. Well, okay.
And we got a caller here, Ann. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Hi, Rick.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Ann. Say, I didn't pick up the show until about 10 after, and I'm sorry to back the conversation up. Did you mention the dead firstborn of Egypt when you began the fusarium?
No, I didn't.
Subject.
No, I didn't.
Well, my wife teaches Old Testament, and just for the fun of it, it is conjectured. In Egypt, it is customary that the firstborn eats first, and that would include the animals, believe it or not. And it is speculated, you know, there's all kinds of speculation about the floods and the frogs coming out of the sky and everything. Well, it is conjectured that the firstborn of Egypt died as a result of that fungus, which was essentially growing on top of their stores of wheat. Because they ate first, they got a really great dose of the stuff. And that is essentially, well, what is conjectured as to how the firstborn of Egypt actually died. I'm sorry to back the conversation up a few minutes, but I just thought I would throw that in there.
Thank you very much.
Good to know. Thanks a lot. Yes, okay, bye.
Okay, Rick, thank you for the call.
Okay, getting on with poisons, the EPA was mandated by Congress to study hydraulic fracturing for gas and oil and its potential impact on drinking water resources, and they have published that report. And they have a nice picture in their report that shows where the location for the hydraulically fractured wells are. And a lot of them in Texas and Oklahoma, of course, a few of them in Ohio and Pennsylvania. And then there's some running up the eastern side of the Rocky Mountains. I don't see any here in Missouri. We don't have the right kind of, we don't have oils, I guess. Anyway, thank goodness. So they wrote this report, and what they ended up saying was that they looked at it, and they found out where it was happening, and they indicated the sources of the chemicals from the hydraulic fracturing. And then also from the disposal or storage of the wastewater from hydraulic fracturing, which would so they say that the groundwater could be contaminated, or the streams and rivers could be contaminated, and that's essentially all they did. They said that they didn't, they have too many significant data gaps and uncertainties to say whether it's dangerous to health.
Hold that thought, Ann. Hold that thought. We have a break. We'll be back. We'll get a 4-minute update from Mandy Thompson when we get back from this break. Stay tuned.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the home page, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peters stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 16th of December. We get about a 4-minute update every Friday from my director of marketing, Mandy Thompson. And say good morning to Mandy.
Good morning, Mandy. How are you today?
I'm good, Ann. How are you?
Oh, I'm cold. Is it below freezing where you are?
I just set the temperature. It's 34 degrees here, but where I'm going to Kansas City this weekend, and it looks like it'll be a low of zero on Saturday. I don't think I've ever been in such cold weather before, so it'll be an experience.
Well, that wind comes over the plains, and it really cools down Kansas City. Well, Mandy, tell us about what you're up to these days, helping marketing my services.
Well, we're having a lot, as you've been saying, John, we're having a lot of interest in people emailing me at help, H-E-L-P, at thelibertyman.com about being a part of the Liberty Army. We're gearing up for 2017. We are contacting everyone who has reached out to us this past year, getting things set up from as far as Virginia to Buffalo to to out west, and basically we are wanting to help people. You are wanting to help people spread your message. You speak with any, everything from businesses to associations, organizations. You'll go in, and then when you do, you're kind enough that you want to spread that message to the public. So if people want John to come and speak, just email me help, H-E-L-P, at thelibertyman.com. We'll work together, and I can contact those people for you to get John a paying speaking engagement somewhere within your area or region. And then while John is there, he will open up and we will promote having a speaking engagement to the public. So we're spending the end of this year ramping up for 2017.
Absolutely. That's what we're doing. And get all the details at my website, ladies and gentlemen, at thelibertyman.com. Click on Uncle Sam there, the banner with Uncle Sam. You'll get all the details as to what Mandy's talking about. And then you can email her at help@thelibertyman.com. Well, Mandy, have a safe trip to Kansas City, and I look forward to you talking to you privately soon.
Yes, I'll talk to you Monday. Have a great weekend, okay. Everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And you have updates at your website at twiland.info. Tell us how people can get those updates.
Yes, when you go to twiland.info, then you will see a chronological listing of the most recent blogs. And if you scroll down, you will find a donate button towards the bottom, and then you will find a place where you can put in your email address, and remember to hit enter. And when I update twiland.info, then you'll get an email that says it's been updated. Below that will be an index, and if you're interested in a particular subject, like acute flaccid myelitis, which is a upward creeping paralysis, mostly of children, that is increasing here in the United States, you can just click on AFM, and it will bring up all the blogs that talk about that.
Good.
Okay, I want to talk about the superbugs. And we have a new streptococcus superbug that's just been identified, and it's been identified among the homeless in Alaska. And the homeless generally are not nutritionally fed, and they are likely to be the first people in your area who will contract these superbugs. And that's what happened. And it was first identified. This is called Streptococcus pyogenes. Pyogenes was first identified in Fairbanks in early this year in Anchorage. And so this is new. they call it GAS. It's a group A streptococcus. But because it's called a superbug because we don't have the antibacterials that we could use that we used to use that would just kill it and get rid of it in your body. They say at least 28 people in Fairbanks and Anchorage have been hospitalized, and 4 have died to different invasive diseases. This outbreak is a new strain that we have never seen before. So, because they don't know how to treat it, and because we know that a lot of the antibiotics are not effective against Streptococcus, they're having problems keeping people alive. They have, you get a strep throat. I'm sure you've heard the term strep throat.
Oh,
wound,
yes,
infections.
Yes.
To potentially fatal toxic shock syndrome, and then a necrotizing fasciitis, and that is a quick-spreading bacterial skin infection that kills the body's soft tissue. We usually think about that as, instead of strep, as staph, but it can come from strep too. Six of the Anchorage patients had developed necrotizing fasciitis. Two have developed toxic shock syndrome, which is a, and I think John has knows people who have had that, a rare bacterial infection.
Yes.
One person has lost an arm.
We have a break here, Ann. Everybody stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 16th day of December. Unless you're in Australia, where it's already the 17th day of December. How about that? My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You'll find interesting free downloads there. A book older than a Christian Bible titled The Art of War by General Sun Tzu. A book by Dr. Well, the title of the book is The Fiery Subconscious Mind. That book will help you to gain clarity and gain the focus you need to achieve any goal you want. And, of course, the energy cleaner. It's always heartwarming this time of year. People come to realize that they have someone close to them, a sibling, a child, a parent who needs relief from pain, who needs to get a great night's sleep, and they order an extra energy cleaner. I'm picking up a fresh batch probably Sunday from Tom Berryhill. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. You can check out the patent application information, the wonderful testimonials from people that I know personally on my website at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads as well. It's a great combination. You'll like that. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Don't try to call me at this number. Order line only, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison, and we got a question sent by email here. Somebody has information that there's going to be a severe gamma ray burst hitting Earth on or about the 27th of December this year. Do you have any knowledge of that, Ann? I don't.
Well, I haven't heard anything. Gamma ray, you saying? Or cosmic ray?
It says gamma.
Gamma ray burst. Well, mm-hmm. That would be unusual. That would be like an EMP or a
coronal mass ejection.
Nuclear war would send out gamma rays. Usually what we get from the solar system or from the universe is cosmic rays. And
right.
those come because the sun is not sending out our protectors, which are the CMEs. So, I don't know. That seems a little strange, unless they're talking about nuclear war.
Well, that wouldn't come from space. He's specifically talking coming from space. So, okay, well, we'll just move on from there.
Okay, can I finish on this? Okay.
Please.
People can be colonized by strep and may not get sick. So they're like Typhoid Mary, except they're Strep Betty.
Carrier.
And I know I've read a study where one hospital was, their patients kept getting strep, and they just, you know, they cleaned everything, and they, you know, they looked at who the patients who got it were, you know, who they were around, and finally they came down to the staff, and they said, well, we haven't checked the staff. And of course, none of them were sick, but they decided to check all the staff, and one of the nurses was a Typhoid Mary for strep. And, you know, she didn't know she had it, but she was passing it on to any patient that she was around, and they had to, because there was a vocational problem, they couldn't let her work around patients anymore, and I don't know what happened to her. But that can happen. And so people, you know, there are people that you don't want to shake hands with. You don't want to be around altogether. And if you can protect yourself, that is, stand 6 feet away from people when you're talking to them and take other precautions, then you reduce your risk of getting staph or strep. Now, as it turns out, Native Americans, and that's Alaska Native men, are susceptible to that. And most of the cases have been middle-aged Alaska Native men who have stayed in the homeless shelters, and alcoholism is another common trait. Group A strep has about 220 different strains. Normally we don't find new strains, but When a new strain occurs, they are often associated with outbreaks because people don't have an immunity to it. So they are interviewing patients and offering antibiotics to anyone that the patients have had close contact with. They, you know, they're hoping to catch it, and we certainly don't need. They need to find out more about it before it gets to the lower 48.
Right, right.
Okay.
And before we got a caller on hold here. We got a couple of callers. First, we go to Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Ann. I just wanted to chime in about Corpus Christi. Spent a good bit of time there. It's an interesting city. It's like a small, big city. It's a population of about 316,000 and tallest buildings of a 28-story. It has some high-rises downtown, right down on the bay. The State Aquarium is there. The USS Lexington aircraft carrier is there as a museum. It's an interesting place, and I've spent a lot of time. It's a great vacation spring break spot out on North Padre Island at Port Aransas. I spent a lot of time on fishing boats floating under oil rigs out there. You go out in the deep-sea fishing boats, and I go out there and catch myself, you know, big old great big red snapper. It's a kind of a really nice, really wonderful place for me. And I certainly hate to see, you know, this horrible thing befall them with the water. I hope they can clean it up quickly. And it just, modern man is so foolish. We, you know, do so many dumb things and damage these places. But I just kind of gave some of those facts just to kind of, you know, create a little bit of a mental picture and flesh it out. We hear about Flint, Michigan, and don't really know much about that, but man can't be separated from his industry completely. That's why it's, you know, we can't all be 100 miles from some risky thing. That's why it's important that we all, you know, these things be operated safely, because we do have to be somewhat, you know, close to them. So I hope they get to the bottom of this and get it cleaned up pretty quickly.
Right.
You know, because it's a place that I have a lot of good memories of, and interesting. And one other thing, I'd like to say, the man who called in about the, you know, Old Testament thing and the Egyptian firstborn, yes, a lot of times people have a compulsion to rationalize away miracles on the basis, if they're not inclined to believe in miracles, they have to find natural occurrences or celestial events that will account for things. Remember in the Passover story, when the Egyptian firstborn were killed, the Jews were protected. That was the Passover. The lambs were sacrificed, and the blood was painted on the doorposts and lintels of their homes, and the angels passed over them. Well, that would certainly have nothing to do with food that was ingested. This was a supernatural, miraculous event. Just like they insist, some people insist on ascribing celestial events to the parting of the Red Sea, or later on the parting of the Jordan River, or the plagues that befell Egypt, or the turning red of the blood of Nile River. Sometimes, well, Freud once said, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. Well, sometimes a miracle is just a miracle. It doesn't have to have some sort of natural explanation, such as fungus in food or celestial events. Take care. Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes, if you're going to do miracles, in for a penny, in for a pound. All right, take care, guys.
Thanks for the call, Glenn. Our next caller in is John in Missouri. Good morning, John.
Hi, John.
Hi there. Hey, last week you were talking about the GMOs and the toxins and the BTs, and my question is, if you get poultry litter out of a large poultry house that has fed these GMO feeds to their animals, does that make your ground poison?
They have not done a systematic study of the digestion process of these GMO traits. We know that the inserted gene into the genome of the poultry feed, and then they feed it to poultry. But nobody knows what happens to that gene because they haven't studied that. You know, we don't know what happens. I mean, we can tell that we do have children. We have more autism who have brain effects from eating food, and there's more and more GMO food that's being eaten, and there's more and more autism in the children that are being born. So, you know, you might say, well, there's got to be a link, but nobody studied it. So we don't know.
Would you put poultry litter from a GMO poultry house on your garden?
I probably would not. You know, even if you compost it, and composting will raise the internal temperature to 200 degrees Fahrenheit, and then you have to turn it, and then, you know, you have to process the composting right. Well, you know, you'd think that that gene would be consumed by the heat. But what they've discovered is that when they composted avian flu, so let's say they had a bunch of chickens and they got avian flu, and so what they did was they killed them, and then they composted them, thinking that that would kill the virus. And it didn't, so they had to bury all that composted waste. They couldn't use it at other places. And but this gene is not a virus, but it may have some protective properties because it is a gene. It may protect itself, and so I'm not sure that composting, you know, until we know what happens to this gene when it's in another, I mean, we're not even talking species, we're talking something that's completely out of the genus.
Right.
You know, they're taking an insect gene and they're inserting it into the genome of a mammal, or into the genome of a crop, corn or whatever. So you're going from insect to grain to chicken, and we don't know what happens to that gene. Until they do a study, we won't know. That's
well, thank
why people
you for
are concerned.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I know the people that are doing this. Who would be the one that was checking this? That's my big question. Is it Bayer? Is it Monsanto? Or are there private people that'll check?
This is called crony capitalism. The USDA is in charge of checking the crops to make sure that they pass, that they're not poisonous, you know, that they were, you know, they look
That's
for fusarium in the wheat. And the FDA approves the use of biotech, what's called CRISPR, where they take the gene from the insect that creates the toxin and puts it inside the grain genome. So, you know, when you've got industry and the government, and both the USDA and the FDA are government, and they aren't doing the proper studies, then you've got crony capitalism. You've got... Yeah, okay. So that's the problem.
Very scary.
It's very scary. And did you know that the current president has, he got up on the, he gave a speech the other day, and he said that what we want you to do, because the NIH and the CDC are struggling here with Zika, what we want to do is we want people to send us their ideas, and then we'll look through those and see if we can do something with them. Well, if the heads of the agencies are inept, they need to be replaced.
I don't think it's a matter of if. It seems that they're paid by somebody.
Well, then you've got crony capitalism.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much for your time. I love listening to you.
Okay,
oh, thank
you for the call, John. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Well, Donald Trump's shaking up some things. Appointing a head of the EPA who tried to shut down the EPA and sue it. That's amazing.
Okay, we have another Plan B. You know what Plan B is? Plan B is where they wanted to increase the albedo of the Earth so that not so much sun would get down to the ground and keep warming it up. You remember Plan B now?
Well,
it's Plan B. It's called geoengineering.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And they had ideas that they were trying, and they didn't seem to work. So they have a new one. The natural atmosphere and cooling effect tends to follow the massive dispersion of sulfur dioxide into the air during a volcanic eruption. Now, we could do that, but nobody would be authorized to do it because it causes acid rain, and that's how the EPA came into being, was that the people in the Midwest, in the North Midwest, were complaining that the rain was killing their crops and their trees, and they discovered it came from Southern California. And so that's how the EPA came into effect. They said, well, we need a federal overseer. Now, the other way to do is to just use the ozone. In other words, build up the ozone layer again.
Hold that thought in. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday the 16th of December, visiting with Ann Morrison. Her website is twiland.info. Got about 3 minutes here, Ann.
Okay, so they've come up with, instead of using instead of using something that might cause the acid rain, they want to put an aerosol of calcium carbonate, and it would have a similar cooling effect as sulfur dioxide on the upper atmosphere and also help protect the ozone layer as a bonus. And this approach is like giving the atmosphere a handful of antacid tablets. So that's their latest plan B. And who knows what will come of it. But I needed to tell you that that it was happening because I...
Calcium fluoride, is that what you spend?
No, calcium carbonate. They have given some federal grant money to container shipping on the Mississippi River, and you know all during the current administration, the ACE, the Army Corps of Engineers, has not been dredging the Mississippi properly. They say they don't have funds for it. Now, the Mississippi happens to be a big cargo transporting entity, and yet they didn't have money to dredge it properly, so we couldn't get barges. And not only that, the barges are larger than they used to be, so they have to dredge it even more. And they've studied different things, such as using trucks or railways, and they're all more expensive than just barging it down commodities down the Mississippi. So we're going to incorporate. The U.S. Department of Transportation says when it's just not when 85% of all the freight that is moving on our roads and rails, and that's just not sustainable. We have to incorporate water into the transportation freight network. We had it incorporated, but they broke it. So they're not even getting $1 million. They're getting $713,000. And the Port Authority of St. Louis isn't getting $100,000. They're getting $96,000. So that's really bad, I think. Give us a break. Exxon wins the latest legal round in the climate fight with the Massachusetts Attorney General. And the judge gave an unprecedented ruling, and this is just this is unbelievable, that the federal judge reaffirmed an order that Massachusetts Attorney General must submit to questioning by lawyers for ExxonMobil over her investigation of the oil industry giant. So this could expose the investigative tactics of a law enforcement agency to its target.
Right. That's crazy. That's insane. And thank you. We'll have you back next Friday.
All right, John.
Thank you. Okay, top of the hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Phil Meyer. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.